we're sort of in between community board meetings at the moment, kind of like halfway, but there's always stuff going on. One of the things that, I mean, you've been involved with the wharf work, that the developments that are happening down there.
Yeah, not a lot, to be honest. Like, initially I was involved in all the, you know, all the stakeholder meetings and things.
But the thing I was wondering was where the negotiation was at with the contract, and that might be out of your hands anyway. I don't know.
Well, it isn't in my hands, but I kind of have got a bit of an update.
Yes. Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah. So I understand. So Dennis Amor's been working most on the Wharf project.
Yeah.
And apparently the contract has actually been awarded finally to a contractor to do the work.
Yeah.
And they're just finalising, I think, the designs. Maybe they were just went a little bit too big, and also with
that's usually what happens.
Also with the costs that have gone up apparently a lot in the last 18 months, they're actually having to kind of like reduce the scope of not all of the project, but some, probably mostly the western kind of walkway section.
Yeah.
So apparently work is going to be starting in August on the wharf piling first, because that doesn't need resource consent.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the consent's through on the pontoon and the safety works, more the pontoon actually, then that will be able to be started. So at the moment, the western walkway, which people would have seen, like all those quite fancy designs, and you know, I mean, it looked great, and actually it will be amazing once it's done, but some of that will be done, but it'll be scaled back a bit at the moment in terms of funding. But the work on the wharf in terms of the piling, the pontoon, and the safety works will all go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. So
and the wharf piling, it's remedial work to existing piles. It's not new piles.
Not new piles. No.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be something. I don't know the detail. I don't think they're planning to put new piles in, but there's certainly some work that needs doing.
No, I imagine new piles would require resource consent.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like things are moving, which is great, and. You know, if the council are able to work with the government to get some more funding to actually do that whole full scope as it was designed,
so
then actually that'll just be, all the designs are done and everything, so it'll just be kind of like ready to go, which is really good. So, you know, there's a lot of work that's been done, really. It's not, so it's really just a bit of extra funding if we wanted to have that full...
The full deal.
Yeah, the full deal.
I know the funding for that originally came from the Provincial Growth Fund, which was part of the previous government's deal, so that as a source of money that might not be there anymore. I don't know.
Good question. I actually I don't know if there's any more funding in that pool.
Yeah, there was. I know that's and that was something that staff organised back 3 or 4 years ago now. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but they're working on that. Yeah.
Speaking of government funding, also there's some government funding come in for a walkway in town. Tell us, remind us about that. I know we talked about this last week with Lisa, but different people listening at different times. So,
So council staff have worked to get some funding from the Tourism Infrastructure Fund. We've actually had funding from this fund before for walkways, and I suppose the way that we go to it is that actually these works in terms of footpaths and connectivity enhance the visitor experience, but obviously also for locals.
Yeah.
But that is what that fund is for. So yes, about $1 million has been secured through that fund, which is really exciting. The council then need to match fund as well. They need to put some funds in.
Yes.
That is often what happens.
Yeah.
You know, a funder will say, we'll give you this, but you need to put some in too.
Yeah.
So the work really is to make sure that there is a really good connection between the town, CBD, and the beaches. Well, certainly Ngāti Nui Beach.
Yeah.
Not quite working out to Manu Bay, but so there's going to be, it'll, you know, in a sense, the point is from like where the jetty is.
Yeah.
So actually the other day it was quite good. We had some of the community board members had a meeting with Gareth, who is the council roading engineer, and we were actually talking about the crossing, creating a safer pedestrian crossing by Orca restaurant.
Yes,
you know, on that corner. So we've been talking about that for a while.
Yeah.
So that is going to happen, which is great. Not sure exactly what the design is or anything, but.
And does it have to wait for a new long-term plan budget to be?
For that one, I don't think so necessarily.
Okay.
No.
It might be possible. Because if it's just a crossing.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge...
There's not a lot to do.
But yeah. The cool thing about that is that, you know, when you think about crossing the road there, you're heading towards the jetty, you know, there's work that could be done to kind of enhance the connection. You know, it's kind of a little bit messy there. Like, in terms of the grass, it's quite worn, you know, where people take that natural route straight through.
Yeah, you just casually stroll up, don't you?
Yeah, there's kind of a gate there and it's a bit worn. And so actually maybe there's some... in terms of even this funding, you know, maybe that's where it starts and a little bit of work can be done, which is actually on the reserve there by the jetty.
Yeah.
So just to kind of continue, so basically I kind of see this new footpath starting kind of at that point, new crossing by Orca, enhance the kind of footpath area there. Then you're going to go over the footbridge, across, you know, past the soccer fields and the Papahua Reserve on the new footpath.
Yeah.
And then it's going to link up to Wainui Road. So there's a new piece of footpath that will connect from kind of Raglan West Store.
Yes.
Down to, I suppose, in a way, connecting to the new path from along Papahoa, past the airfield.
Yeah.
And then all the way. Yeah, so there's just little pieces. Like, it hasn't been completed. People know that there's been some work that was done kind of near the bush park and kind of along Wainui Road there. But there's some sections that haven't been. So it's just really about tidying the whole thing up, so we've got a really good route
for
cycling and walking. So yeah, it's exciting.
Something I'd like to see, this is just me off the top of my head, where the crossing by Orca would be,
is
that whole area there becomes a cobblestone area that's raised, and so it says this is for people to walk across and cars go gently.
I think it will be like that's the idea.
Long term, that obviously is more expensive than just painting a crossing on, but
I think it will be a raised crossing is what we talked about.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'd like it to be really wide.
Yeah.
Like 20 metres wide or 30 metres wide.
Yeah. I know that Chris Rayner was down there with us and he was really advocating for that, you know, like something really generous and wide. So just for the reason you're saying.
Yeah.
And really thinking about, you know, is there a way to have a kind of one-way system just for the cars over the crossing? So, for example, maybe the cars from Cliff Street coming out would need to give way to cars coming into Cliff Street.
So because there's not much else. There's only people who park down there that would be coming out, because of course the rest of Cliff Street's one way anyway.
So it's people using the toilets, and then obviously there's lots of parking down there that people use quite a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's all happening there. Have you heard anything from NZTA? Have you managed to twist NZTA's arm?
No, I haven't even got to that.
On the government road thing.
No, do you mean Greenslade Road?
I keep saying that, don't I? They both start with G. I mean Greenslade Road.
I thought you did.
I actually wrote it in an email to you, didn't I?
Yeah, you're checking up on me. Well, chasing. I haven't got around to it. I've got the, you know, when you make the phone call, you get like a code you can go back to and go, remember that phone call. So I've got that highlighted on my desk, but I haven't called them yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Coastal Reserves stakeholder meeting, this was a thing that I know you've been looking at organising to replace, there used to be the old stakeholder, the Coastal Reserves Committee. This is a whole new thing, so how's that looking?
That's looking great, actually. We met up with Caleb Ahu, who is the Open Spaces team leader at the council.
Yeah.
So Dennis and I met up with Caleb and had a really good chat with him, actually, just to have a really clear understanding about what his role is and what his team's role is in terms of the reserves here in Whangaroa, Raglan.
Yeah.
And then so that he could understand what our role is in terms of oversight as well of the reserves as community board. And that was, it was super, it was a really good meeting. And we are planning to have a stakeholder meeting in August.
Okay.
Yeah, so before the end of our community board term, we're definitely going to do that.
Yeah, so lock it into the system.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's happening. So that's great, and Caleb was really supportive of that. So that'll just be about getting all those regular users and groups that use the reserves. So that's Papahua and Wainui and Manu Bay reserves.
Yeah.
Just to get in the same room to really talk about, you know, hear any ideas or issues, hear about what works might be coming up. You know, longer term plans for the reserves. I don't think there's anything major, so no one needs to freak out.
No need to panic, folks.
No need to panic. I'm really looking forward to that. We've been trying to make that happen, feels like, for almost a year or so.
Okay, but we get in August, that's good.
Yeah, so if there's anybody that feels that they are a stakeholder in the reserve, I mean, we all are, right? So I don't mean it like that. What I mean is if you're a group that regularly use the reserves and you want to be part of that, just get in touch with Dennis or myself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I know we were talking about the connecting the walkway and all. There's also talk about the we're calling it the Weenira Walkway, which is the one between the jetty and the footbridge.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Yeah.
And I know, and I've been asking for updates every week, so there might not be new news, but there was just, we did have an engineer's report from council saying something needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Have people put some, is there money put aside for it now? How's that working?
When you say now, do you mean what there wasn't before? Or?
Well, before they had an engineer's report that said there was a problem, obviously there was no money put aside for it. So is there a budget?
Well,
to
there
do
might
the work?
Be an overall kind of district budget. You know, often the council has a district-wide budget for
fixing
remedial
things.
Works, yeah. And for footpaths and things. So there probably, yeah. I'd imagine there is a budget. We haven't had an update, and I'm pretty sure that something will come to our next board meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. So we. I don't know anything further.
Okay.
And I hope there's a budget for it. Or if there isn't, it will happen. It will be scheduled.
There will have to be a budget for it. Like the council, they can feel very nervous when they've got a report saying something's dangerous and then they don't do anything about it.
Mm.
It makes the managers nervous.
Yeah, I think there's all intention to do something about it.
Yeah. Mm. We heard the good news last week that the 2-year bus trial for an internal Raglan bus has been approved.
Mm-hmm.
Now we want to know what its route's going to be. So how's that all going to play out?
I know, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
So we also had a chat with Gareth about that because he's done a lot of work to make this happen.
So Gareth is, what's his title in the council? He's one of the staff.
I think he's a senior roading engineer.
Right, okay.
But he does
he lives here.
He lives here and he really, of course he's supporting the whole of the district, but he loves getting things done, so.
Yeah.
It's good working with him. So, yeah, really exciting about the inter-Raglan bus. I mean, it's a trial, but it's a trial for a couple of years. Mm. And we met with him about that. And the next steps, really, is it's actually going to... The idea is it'll be up and running before the end of the year, before summer.
For summertime, yeah.
Yeah, which is great.
Mm.
So what we're going to do first is we'll go out the community board with support from Gareth and also Andrew at Regional Council. He'll be working really closely with us. He's the one who will know all the, you know, put together all the details once we kind of frame up what we want as a community. So we'll be going out in the next couple of weeks probably to the community just to kind of initially say, this is what's happening, a new bus is coming, what do you want, you know, what routes do you want, what are those hubs you want to connect to, what kind of service, do you want it to be a kind of on-demand service or do you want it to be a regular kind of hourly.
Yeah,
probably more in the summer, maybe a regular kind of hourly route around. It's not going to be like going like way out to the rural communities, unfortunately. It's more around the main parts of Raglan, really. Out to Manu Bay.
Yeah, I'm imagining out to there and the wharf is included.
Absolutely.
And then it's zigzagging through town somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it'll be really cool to hear what the community want.
Mm.
And then what we'll do is once we get that back, we'll kind of frame it up to go, okay, this is what, these are some options of actually what it could look like, the route and the timing and the, you know, the way that even looking at the, we probably won't go into the detail of the fares and how ticketing is done. I think that'll be Andrew at Regional Council.
Okay.
So that's going to be happening. So look out for it, community. If you're interested in the bus, then we'll make sure that we have an online survey and something, you know, through the library normally.
So we put an article out last week on our website and shared it on the Raglan Notice Board, and there was a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, I saw that,
yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think there really will be. It's something, as you know, we've been talking about as well for quite a long time.
I actually didn't think it was going to happen, to be honest, because it seemed like, it just seemed too hard
somehow. Yeah.
But the council's decided to do it here and a couple of other towns as well.
That's right.
In the district.
They have. Yeah, it's great. So, and there's some really good learning, I think, from, I know Thames district have put a bus service, similar, I think. So we can, you know, I know Andrew knows about that. We can learn a lot from what they've done and what's worked.
Yeah, they've got it, the regional council. And if people are not sure why we're talking about both councils, regional and district, it's just how it works with
the regional council will manage the kind of public transport, don't they?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. They actually run it, but they don't want to pay for all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, to us, it doesn't matter. They charge, both organisations charge rates and it comes out of our pockets either way,
mm.
but just the administration is a trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they seem to be working closely together on this, so.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Really cool.
What else have we got? Oh, there was always everything I ask about needs money. Someone came along saying, can we put some parking barriers outside Foursquare so that cars can't just like plough into pedestrians potentially when they're parking. Not that it's happened yet, but someone pointed out it could happen and we don't want to be saying sorry afterwards, I guess. So
yeah, just wondering how that's going. I think at the stage that is, we're just waiting for some information to come back about that. It sounds vague, but what I'm saying is that it's likely to happen, but it will probably be budget.
Yeah, that's why I preface that with the budget issue. Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like it's a sort of simple fix. It's not a massive project.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just going to. We'll probably get an update on that in our next quarterly roading connectivity report in our meeting, community board meeting in August, if not in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember at the community board meeting there was quite a bit of discussion about who owned the bit of land. Was it Super Value? Was it the council along there? And there were various people saying I'd seen a map and someone else saying, well, I've seen a map and it's this way.
Mm.
So
I think maybe the footpath is Super Value.
Yeah.
But the road and the parking is the council.
Yeah, that would make sense because the building's set back a little bit.
Which is good because that's where we want to put the barriers, right, on the actual road parking area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty because if it was on Super Value land, you could like say, come on, guys, here's a bit of cash. Don't want your pedestrian, don't want your customers being run over.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's not happening. We won't worry about that. Is there, what else are you working on at the moment? Have you got the stuff that I haven't thought of?
I'm just having a look here. They're the main things. Really, the Whangaroa Harbour Study will be coming out to the community. So this will be the kind of final draft report on the harbour study. Some people have been involved in that in the community. Yeah,
that's due sort of nowish, isn't
it?
Yeah,
quite soon, probably in the next couple of weeks, which is great. And then, yeah, not so much as in my community board role, but I was involved in the just organising the community Matariki.
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about that first and then I didn't.
Celebration and event, which was really, it was really good fun to be involved in that. So that did take a bit of energy in the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, that's because you have the role as a coordinator on Wrangler Naturally. So,
yeah, that's right.
That was, I mean, I thought there were 400 or 500 people came through.
That's what we thought too.
Yeah, what were you expecting? I guess you didn't know. It's the first time.
Really just tried. Don't know, right, when you organise something like this. And yeah, I think that we were really pleased with the turnout. Not that the numbers means that it's successful necessarily, but obviously we wanted people to know about it and to have the opportunity to be there. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So then that people turned up, we obviously knew that they'd heard about it and that it was of interest for them to come. So it felt like that was a good job.
And I feel like there's more scope next year for, if you do it next year, for more community groups to sell food to raise money.
Yes.
Because there was such demand on the food.
There was, wasn't there? I know. I hope everybody was fed. Did you get something, Aaron?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Just got to stand in the queue for a little bit.
That's right. Well, we're kind of not used to that in Raglan, are we?
No, we're not.
Standing in queues?
We like to park outside. We park outside the shop, we walk straight in and get what we want, and we're off again. That's what we like, but it's not always like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Not anymore.
And even at sort of Maui Dolphin Day or something, normally there's quite a lot of food providers, and, you know, maybe there's a queue of like two or three, but not six or... I think that's something that we've had a little bit of feedback on. But yeah, I suppose we didn't know how many people would turn up.
Well, that's it. I mean, I don't think...
And so we didn't want a whole lot of fundraising stalls down there. They put a lot of effort into that, don't they? They make beautiful food and and we don't kind of want there to be like heaps down there just...
We're not able to sell the stuff by the end of the night.
Yeah.
I think the bakery took advantage of the situation and opened.
Well, they're normally open actually at that time, apparently. They're normally open on a Sunday evening.
They normally close around 7, so maybe...
Oh, well, I mean, we started at 4.
Yeah.
And we finished at 7.
Yeah.
So, they're normally open at that time, which is great. So, we just... I think that there was plenty of food.
Yeah, and we got lucky with the weather. There was a few spots, but nothing serious.
Yeah, it was a bit close one.
Yeah,
one point.
Yeah.
I was like, what have we done?
Felix was probably worrying about his electrical gear. But
yeah, no, it turned out to be a really lovely evening, didn't it? And I think there's something in the Marquis put together a page in the local mag. this week with some photos and things.
Was that
of the event?
No, Oh, did it come out yesterday?
Mm.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet. But other than that, another thing that I've been working on just a little bit is there's the new footpath that's connected Greenslade Road to, I think it's Mahana Place, that was put in a while ago. But
off Lorenzo Bay Road.
Lorenzen Bay.
Yeah.
And we're planning also alongside council staff a community kind of planting day the local residents can actually come and help with the planting alongside the new path. So there'll be lots of native trees going there and plants.
Yeah.
That will be happening, I think, on the weekend of 30th and 31st of July. Yeah, so we'll be able to get people who love planting and want to connect with their local community can head on down. We'll get more information out.
Yeah, yeah. We'll put it on our What's On as well and all that kind of stuff.
Have a barbecue if the weather's good.
So I think it's kind of time for you to go. Before you go...
I don't have to go, yeah.
We've got nominations open for local body elections in a few days, I think.
Quite soon.
Yeah. Do we have any word about any community board members at all? Have they made any public announcements?
I haven't heard anybody make any public announcements yet.
I haven't heard anyone either.
I don't think it's meant to be secret. I don't think there's kind of, but yet. Does that normally happen in Raglan?
Well, I'm asking, I guess, because that's kind of my job to ask.
Yeah, no, but I'm just wondering, in the past, do people normally say, at some point they must...
say, I will no longer be standing or I will be standing.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because the community board's pretty low key, but and so we find out when the nominations close.
Mm.
But I'm just asking because that's my job.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, this is just my feeling, is that quite a few of the members will stand for next term.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have any more information.
Okay. All right. Well, we can leave it at that.
Yeah.
And the interview stopped just in time for the heavy rain to come in. You'll be pleased about
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Thanks, Gabrielle.